Нет, ладно, хумыш, ну, не вы хумыш, а сая. Я же думал, что вы помните, ну, о, конечно. This is over in the past. Come upon him. There's an important sense. Arichus Dvorim. We'll start after from the Chiddush. And maybe next week we'll be Mashiach. And the Pasuk, Vayem Hashem El Moshe Ve'ei. It's the first Pasuk in Kapitel Zayin. Ve'ei Nesaticho Elohim Lefaroi Ve'aroi Nochicho Ye Nivyecho. Atos et Aver Eis Klofiyo Tzaveko. Ve'aroi Nochicho Yidav El Paro Vishilach Es Bnei Yisrael Mei Avsoi. So, what's the title of Nisaticho Elohim Lefaroi? What's Rashi say? Who got up the Rashi in solution? Shofet, good. Rashi says, Shofet v'roide. V'roide say, b'makos v'yisurim. That was the measure of Benul. V'roide, I mean, physically, he won't have to touch him. He won't have to touch him. We afflict him with all the makos. It's an animal. Shofet v'roide, b'makos v'yisurim. That's the title of those. That's one. Then what's Nevi'echo? I don't hear yet Nevi'echo. So Rashi says Ketagum means Tagum Unglis. Unglis says Mesu Gimonoch. You're Metugumon. Metugumon was the one that said over the Rabbi, right? The Tano would say that Rosh would whisper it and say it in the ears of the Tugum. Tugumon would say Berabim. I don't hear yet Metugimonoch. Next Rashi. Ato sedaber. Next pasuk. Ato sedaber es klafir tzaveko. V'aronochicho yidaber paro. Zog Rashi. Ato sedaber pam achas kol shlichos v'shlichos kepi shashomato mipi. V'aronochicho yamitzano v'yat imenu bozne paro. You have to say the emshet omech benu. You have to say everything I tell you one time to paro. You come in. Every time you came to paro, Moshe did the speaking. And he spoke directly to paro. Aronochicho Yeah, Mitzendo will explain, elaborate. Presumably, that was necessary because Moshe Rabbeinu was flatbed. That was to take care of his concern, flatbed. But one time, came to Rabban here asked a shayla. Rabban says, "What's the point? What's the point? If Paro won't listen and won't understand Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kodesh comes to allay his fears and say, don't worry, so what's the point of making him say it?" So the Rabban says, You whisper now and see, Mamash like the Tano whispering, telling, not whispering, telling to the Togumon. You have the Atos Dab means you don't have to confront and talk to Paro, but you tell Aaron, Aaron and Dab, Aaron and Dab, El Paro. So, this I explained, this is, what's the plan of Rashi? What's the plan of Rashi? So, the plan of Rashi is like this, Yeshleima. I told this to my grandfather many years ago. Many years ago, and he was masking. That the plan is that the makos, that's the makos. The Ram says, the pasuk says that the makos were done with the idea in the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk again, the Chorei says, Ram, the last pasuk in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kol Novi Yisrael Oid to Moshe. Hashem Dorei Hashem Ponim Ponim. The Chorei says, Ram, Moivsim. Hashem Shloch Hashem Lasa Sefaru Lachol Masayim Lachol Atzoy. So the Oisim Moivsim that happened to Paro, including the makos, were done at dafka the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu, the achelik of the makos includes not only making it happen. Purim is matcho, mitei yodcho. The makos includes, like it says in the Mishnah in the Nedius, what the Chazal bring in Medrash, the hasra too. Most makos had a lose hasra for a week, and the makos lasted for whatever it was. Also for a week, b'derech klal, achelik over three or one. But the whole scene, the hasra. And the Mako was part of the coming of the Makos. Had Paro not heard B.P. Moshe Rabbeinu, so he wouldn't have heard the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wouldn't have heard Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is only him speaking. Him speaking. Chazal said that by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechinah medeveres mitoch Gemara. It's Nevuah of Gemara. There were other differences too, but one of the differences at this point was Shechinah mit derselben Ruhe der Medrash. It was Shechinah mit der Beres mit der Gwoyno. And that's something Moshe Rabbeinu had in Lomotzonu, B'chonu V'yachin. So that's why B'dafka Moshe Rabbeinu had to say it. Paro understood it or was mekabel. It's a different story. Then Aaron came and was able to love him. It was in order to make the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mr. Love and Sefer, then I said that Mr. Love and Sefer says, add the Nakuda here. That's not recently. I think it says last year. He adds the Nakuda that he brings a medrash in Shmois that Moshe Rabbeinu, among the tiniest, that Moshe Rabbeinu says that he's like, he shouldn't go, he doesn't want to go, he shouldn't send me. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you promised Ovis to take them out v'chveitcho v'atzmecho, v'chveit v'atzmei. So now he's sending an Ovis, he's not being chayim yavtocho. So the Baruch Hu told him, you go and be as if I'm there. They said, that's not the hein and vod. That's what Shlomo told us about. Hein and vod. It means that the rule of Moshe Rabbeinu was not kilu, kavyocho, not a chetzis. It's not a chetzis. Like this, every nevuah comes to Novi. Novi says, Novi does. So the Novi gets nevuah, b'mariah, b'chidois, b'chaloy medar b'boy, and it goes through him, and then comes out a pu'ulo, or comes out a dibu, or both. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was chindom, and the rest was chindom. And the meisim they did was the nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu kilu kavyocho Davish was doing it. So that's the abs. He abs. And then that was the tiny Moshe Rabbeinu's tiny was he was right that a normal nevuah would be wouldn't have been fulfillment of the avtocha the vaytesi. He will take him out. Kavyocho will take him out. But that was it. The nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Oh, here I just saw recently. Good. Rashi brings ungulos. Yonzer ben Zil, I have no idea what it means. Ulai. Yonzer ben Zil teaches, Ve'ei nisaticho Elohim lefaro, Yevav nechicho yeh neviyecho. So Kolmo, Rashi says, Elohim in Shefei, neviyecho means metogomo. Yonzer ben Zil here says, Shaviz yasoch dechilo lefaro keilu elohodilei. So he teaches mamash Elohus, a deity. Not shayfet like I'm passing the spot. I'm not looking over the last name. Me shayfetim. Me the deity mamish. I'm making you a deity for power. Power will look at you. The mamish is like a locus. And our nechicho will be a nevu, a neviyah diloch. Neviyah, just like a kaviyochol. The Abish has neviyim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in the at the point was misyaches the power like. That's what Yisrael says. That's what Yisrael says. Like a little kus mamish. Kus misoma. And that will be his novi. So, the shells doesn't mean. So, Yitochen, it doesn't have to do with the vote. Yitochen, it's just a power will look up to him. Such an oifen, that the way he looks up to Kavioch, the way he looks up to his dechilo, to his deity. Or it could be, Yisrael means his vote. But that's one possibility. That's nothing what I'm saying. Or it could be a little different. That Moshe Rabbeinu means this word mamash. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the Abish in such a way, like, I'll give you a dugme. That, Hinei Anochi Shalech Maloch. So actually, the Maloch is Matat. Kishmi Bekirboi. Kishmi, actually in Mishpotim. Kishmi Bekirboi. I mean, that Maloch, when you get to Mishpatim, you learn the Rashi. That Maloch, this is a Maloch that when the Maloch was there, it's Kilo Kosh Baruch was there. Kishmi Bekirbo, and the Rashi means the Medrash. Well, wherever you see the Eved, you see the Kilo, the Odin's there. There's such a Maloch in Malochim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the same thing. When Paris and Moshe Rabbeinu, he represented Kosh Baruch, such an oifen, that Kilo David was there. Now, why was that necessary? But not the Egesh Asur, because to that vote, because really the Yisrael Sotayim with Oysa Mevzim had to be done by Gosh Baruch Hu Hoyde Vatsmoy. This was not a Shuch Rabin to Moistoy. This was the here, with the Shliach, Kilu and Shalech was their mamish. Kilu was their mamish, Kabelcho. That's a Nuk Shant Bozo, Gwain Slichel, Kim Yifam, a good name of Shabbos.